Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What are we chatting about today in the world of fashion?
Well, a couple of weeks back, Zoe took some text messages in about kind of like costumes and movies.
So
I thought I would do Desperately Seeking Susan.
We did get quite a few messages about that. Very iconic film fashion-wise. For people who are unfamiliar, give us a bit of a what is Desperately Seeking Susan background.
Okay, so the title kind of is the personal ad, and it stars Rosanna Arquette and Aidan Quinn, Madonna, and Richard Howell. Weirdly, I did not realise this.
Cool.
And basically, Rosanna Arquette plays this kind of bored housewife, and she sees this personal ad that keeps popping up that says Desperately Seeking Susan, and she decides that she's going to investigate what this is. So she finds out that Susan is Madonna, and her boyfriend is trying to find her because she's a bit of a drifter and that sort of thing. And this whole kind of premise happens where Rosanna Arquette starts following Madonna around town. It sounds a little bit like Single White Female. And then Madonna goes and sells this really iconic jacket, which is probably, I guess, the favourite piece of the film. And she sells it in an op shop, and Rosanna Arquette buys it and finds a key in the pocket, which is, of course, to a locker, you know, at a train station or something like that. So she puts an ad in the paper, Desperately Seeking Susan, to try and return it.
Uh-huh.
And then kind of this comedy kind of weird kind of thing ensues, including Rosanna Arquette going and retrieving something out of that locker, which includes some stolen earrings from Nefertiti.
It's quite one of those, like, only in this era is that movie kind of ever going to get made, and it rules extremely hard. As you say, the jacket is very iconic. Do you want to give us a bit of a description of what it looks like?
Yeah, sure. So it's based on a men's cropped tuxedo, and it's made out of like gold lamé, and it has very thin leopard print lapels. And on the back, it's got borrowed motifs and language from the US dollar bill. And I've posted and tagged breakfast at 95BFM on Instagram and put a couple of pictures of it on there. And I remember when I was a kid thinking this jacket was the coolest, you know. The film came out in 1985 and was directed by Susan Seidelman, who also did this really amazing film called Smithereens, which features Richard Hell as well. And you can watch that one in its entirety on YouTube. And that one was actually the first independent film to go to Cannes.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay, and, no idea.
Yeah, what's quite cool about her films is that she really captures New York at that time in Lower Manhattan, and how, you know, pre kind of like the late 90s where it completely changed. And so it's got that kind of dark, gritty kind of feeling to it. And I didn't realise that Richard Howell was, because basically Madonna breaks up with her first boyfriend in the beginning of it.
Yeah.
And Richard Howell is that boyfriend, and he's a bit of a naughty guy. And I recommend that you watch this film. The other actors were John Turturro, the one that's always in the Coen brothers films.
Yeah, I know who he is. I've never had to read his name out loud, though.
Yeah, I can't do it. Sorry. But basically what's quite interesting is that the costume designer was Santo Lanquisto, and he's not credited as being the costume designer.
Oh, really?
But no, because what happened was they basically just used Madonna's style.
Right. And it looks like this is a Madonna movie. We're making all the clothes Madonna.
But interestingly enough, she wasn't actually a star at this point. So she'd probably released maybe Holiday.
Right.
Which I think was her first single. And she was about to release Like a Virgin, the album. And it came out after this movie came out. But that's what made this movie so, like, full on. Because people were like, who is this woman? You know, she dresses so differently. And she dresses like Madonna in the film. She's wearing, like, lace crop tops, leather bracelets, bedazzled high heel ankle boots.
Those boots. I love those boots.
They're awesome,
they
eh?
They are so 80s and they are so good.
Yeah, and she's wearing, like, you know, lingerie underwear on the outside, and people didn't do that, you know?
Yeah.
So it was kind of, like, really quite out there. And, yeah, so he basically just used her wardrobe for the inspiration, and Rosanna Arquette was the bored housewife who kind of just wore, you know, prairie collars and things mm-hmm. like that. She was married to a kind of, I think he was a stockbroker in the film, and he was pretty boring. So you could see why she wanted to go and, like, find what was happening with these kind of exciting kind of people that were drifting around.
And they've got those big, I don't actually know what the proper name is, but those kind of, like, balloon MC Hammer sort of pants, something that Madonna seems to wear often in this, like those big black ones with a big chunky belt and a little tiny sort of lingerie top almost. It's such an iconic look. I think when I think of Madonna, this is the image I'm thinking of in my head.
Yeah, I always think the same. I think because that was when I was first introduced to her.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, it's quite interesting because, you know, it's set in downtown Manhattan in the 80s where Andy Warhol was. You know, Madonna herself actually dated Jean-Michel Basquiat. Basquiat. And so, you know, she really was a part of that scene, and that's why they cast her in the film.
That's so cool.
Like, she lived down the road from the director, and the director just approached her.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Here, like your style.
Yeah, because Rosanna Arquette was, you know, was a film star.
Yeah, yeah.
So, so it was quite interesting that they used her, and this was the second film that used Richard Hell as a actor as well.
That's super cool. There's so many good looks in this. I'm just clicking through right now, and there's, like, bright neon yellow tights and, like, checked ankle socks. It's all quite a lot of clashing patterns and colours and things, but it kind of works within the world of the film as well. Someone's texted in to say they wagged school to see this movie.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
And, like, one of my favourite looks too is Madonna when she ends up staying with Rosanna Arquette. And she's on the bed and she's wearing men's clothes. And I just thought that was really cool when I was a kid, you know.
It is cool. It is cool. It is weird. Oh, no, you go.
Sorry. No. I was just going to say, it's weird when Rosanna Arquette ends up dressing the same as Madonna too.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah.
It's funny though, because she sort of does look like she's dressing up as Madonna. Like, it looks very authentic on Madonna, but Rosanna Arquette it's like a little bit off. You're not sort of expecting her to wear that kind of thing. I think it's kind of interesting because this is very much the look from the, like, Papa Don't Preach music video is also what I imagine it as, which I think is the first music video I can remember seeing of Madonna. I'm pretty sure it was on SingStar as a kid. And that's maybe where I kind of came into that. But
Material Girl definitely was.
Yeah. A good one. This is a great fashion film.
Other favourite one that I just wanted to mention too is, like, so because she's a bit of a drifter, Madonna kind of does things like washes up at the in the public toilets dries her underarm hair with the dryer. And I just remember when I was a kid just thinking that was so brave, you know?
So brave.
Yeah.
Very cool. Oh, thank you for bringing us Desperately Seeking Susan. There's a bit of fashion film history this morning. We're going to listen to Ciccone Youth with Addicted to Love. I think in that vein today, what are we going to be talking about next week? No yet or got any ideas?
No, sorry. I haven't planned ahead.
That's all good. Anybody got any great fashion film suggestions? You can text them through to 53955 if you would like to.
People do get time, I recommend checking out that film Smithereens,
yeah,
and the soundtrack is done by the Feelies.
Someone else
on YouTube
has said that they love that movie when they were five when it came out. They wanted to be her fashion icon. Big fashion icon.
So cool.
Thanks, Penny, we'll see you later.
Thank you.
Kiss is what it takes. You can't sleep.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.